This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Health Ministry urges public not to gather crowds during Holi festival considering corona infection risks. Health deck set up at border points in Siraha with the resurgence of corona infection cases in India, and North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into Sea of Japan. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged public not to gather crowds during Holi festival considering corona infection risks. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry, joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, asked public to celebrate Holi among the family members, warning that the risks of COVID-19 infection was not over yet. The ministry has also directed the subordinate bodies to adopt high alertness at the border points as the number of coronavirus infection was increasing in India, causing high flow of people towards Nepal. Meantime, high alertness has been adopted at the border transit points in 8 districts of province 2 with the resurgence of corona infection cases in India. The armed police force personnel assigned at this outpost have been directed to conduct strict checking of people entering Nepal from India via these transit points. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center Baki had decided to stop going to India except for urgent work after the second wave of corona infection spread in India. All the security mechanisms in the district have been mobilized to prevent people from coming to the border areas except for urgent work. It has also been decided to check the citizens from India and keep them in quarantine for 10 days. According to Baki Chief District Officer Ram Bahadur Kurumbang, it has been decided to make the isolation in various hospital and other health facilities effective, keep quarantine and isolation centers in operation at all the 8 local levels of the district. Returnees from neighboring and other third countries would be mandatorily kept in quarantine and isolation in Magdi for 10 days. An all-side meeting held at Magdi District Administration Office on Wednesday developed a 15-point decision and guideline for preparation, precaution and management to check possible outbreak of coronavirus. The meeting has made it mandatory for the returnees to stay in quarantine or isolation for 10 days. Chief District Officer Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari said that the arrangement has been made to keep the returnees entering into the district in quarantine as the second wave of coronavirus transmission in India could also put Nepal at risk. With the start of the second wave of coronavirus infection in neighboring country India, high alertness has been adopted at the Nepal-India bordering areas in Siraha district. Chief of the District Health Office Siraha, Krishna Deb Yadav, said health alertness has been increased by establishing health desks in these areas where there is high flow of movement of people from the Indian market. Similarly, District Administration Office Siraha has urged Siraha folks to celebrate the Holi festival at their own house by fulfilling necessary health safety measures. Issuing a notice, Chief District Officer Pradeep Raj Karel urged to celebrate festivals including Holi at their own house without crowding. High alerts have been placed after a Bengal tiger which was confined by the Baki National Park escape the boundary. According to National Park sources, high alert measures have been adopted after the killer tiger ran away from the enclosure. Chief Conservation Officer of the National Park, Sam Kumar Saha, said announcement was made to place high alert along the highway and a buffer zone inside the national park area when the beast escaped from the enclosure. He urged the locals of buffer zone not to enter into the forest unless in an emergency. Regular cautionary notices have been imparted calling for the public not to make any mobility in the area from Sivakhola to Pragati Nagar along the east-west highway on foot or bicycle or a motorbike during the night time. One person has died when a motorcycle he was riding on lost control in Japa district. Police have informed that the deceased has been identified as Kishore Karki of Sivasatakti 1. Area Police Office Jiljile said he died while receiving treatment at the hospital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan, says the US and Japan, the first such test since Joe Biden became US President. Pyongyang is banned from testing ballistic missiles considered threatening weapons under UN Security Council resolutions. Both Japan and South Korea have both condemned the test. It comes just days after North Korea reportedly fired two non-ballistic missiles into the Yellow Sea. The U.S. Pacific Command, which oversees military forces in the Asia-Pacific region, said on Thursday that the test highlighted the threat that North Korea's elite weapons program poses to its neighbors and the international community. AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was 76% effective at preventing symptomatic illness in a new analysis of its CREED trial in the United States, slightly slower than the label announced earlier this week in a report that was criticized for using outdated information. U.S. health officials had publicly rebuked the drug maker for not using the most up-to-date information when it published an interim analysis on Monday that said the vaccine was 79% effective. AstraZeneca reiterated on Thursday that the shot developed with Oxford University was 100% effective against severe or critical forms of the disease. It also said the vaccine showed 85% efficacy in adults 65 years and older. Mahmoud Al-Werfali, a senior Libyan military figure loyal to renegade military commander Khalifa Haftar and wanted for alleged war crimes, has been shot dead by unidentified attackers in the eastern city of Benghazi. The gunman on Wednesday opened fire on a vehicle carrying Al-Werfali, seriously wounding him and his cousin Aman, a source who requested anonymity, told the AFP news agency. Another security source said the peer was pronounced dead on arrival at Benghazi Medical Center, located near the scene of the shooting. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping up the headlines once again. Health Ministry urges public not to gather crowds during Holi festival considering corona infection risks. Health deck set up at border points in Sidaha with resurgence of corona infection cases in India and North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into Sea of Japan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and all programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.